Live in Studio 1A, this is Jody Denberg on KUTX, welcoming a great singer-songwriter who's been making great albums under his own name since 1986. He's at the Cactus Cafe tonight. Three-time Grammy nominee, Peter Case. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, man, good to be here. Good to see you, Jody.
It's kind of early in the day to make music, or is it for you?
I don't know. No, I like getting up and making music right when I get up, you know?
Do you
sometimes.
Do you write early in the day sometimes?
Sometimes, you know. Yeah, I don't do anything at a normal time anymore because like every time, no matter what I did, I always tried to do it the other way. I don't know why. I'm like one of those people, like once I figure out how to do it one way, I just don't want to do it that way anymore.
You throw a wrench into the works.
I guess, you know what I mean? I'm not sure, but you know, I'm always happy to be playing music. My voice sometimes I feel like we've done a little reverse promotion for the shows here. Like, you know, you're at the radio station and it's like 11 in the morning and you're like, ah, you know. I mean, Frank Sinatra never sang anywhere before 5. I know that's true. But you know, and then people hear you like, you know, like my voice would be like in a whole other world tonight at the Cactus Cafe.
There's nothing like a Peter Case show at the Cactus Cafe. And you have close to 30 years of solo material to dwell from. How do you approach that? In other words, the set list and stuff.
Well, that's a good question, but right at the moment, I got a new album out. And so I'm playing a lot of those songs because they're fresh and they're the new songs. And like, you know, you want to play the fresh new ones and, you know, and then make other old, you know, older ones that you're really into, make, you know, find a new way to hit those. And so.
Well, I want to talk to you about this new album. It's called Highway 62. In fact, if you could, why don't we do one from the new album?
Got it.
And then we'll come back tonight at the Cactus Cafe, right now live on KUTX. It's Mr. Peter Case.
All right, here's a song about, this is called Pelican Bay. It's off his new album, and it's about a place up in Northern California. We got a big prison up there, Pelican Bay. Well, a convicted full-time burglar made a prison break. He lasted 3 weeks on the road, got as far as the next state. So they brought him back and sentenced him 15 years of hell. Sent him to the shoe at Pelican Bay in a solitary cell. Well, he said there's nothing to it, to himself as they slammed the door. On an 8x10-foot cubicle, a bed and not much more. It's the Pelican Bay Supermax, no calendar to count the days. Of endless isolation, lost in a one-room maze. Now there's 2 million people in prison tonight in the USA. 80,000 in solitary and a hunger strike on Pelican Bay. Day and night, fluorescent light, no window for the sun. They shove your boot in through a slot so you never see no one. It's a 23-hour lockdown under their control. You never leave, you can hardly breathe, it rots away your soul. Now there's 2 million people in prison tonight in the USA. 80,000 in Supermax and a hunger strike on Pelican Bay. Made himself a chess set out of blanket lint, but the guys were feeling angry, so they confiscated it. For the slightest of infractions, extracted from his cell. Pretty soon he got a broken jaw, the guard just says he fell. Now there's 2 million people in prison today in the USA. That's 80,000 in solitary under Stockholm Pelican Bay. Well, it ain't no kind of justice, it's a system of abuse. There ain't no courts watching over it, politicians say, what's the use? We got got the highest rate of incarceration in the world after prisoners are black. Well, it's a brand of slavery, everybody knows the deck is stacked. Now there's 2 million people in prison in the USA, 80,000 in Supermax and a hunger strike on Pelican Bay.
Yeah. Peter Case and his 12-string guitar live on KUTX. Peter Case tonight at the Cactus Cafe. Austin's Jamie Harris opens the show. Peter's new album is called Highway 62, and that's the first song on it, Pelican Bay. Man, that 12-string, that's got to be hard on the fingers.
Oh, I don't know, man. I like playing this thing. They fix it up for me. You know, I got this like many years ago when it looked like I was going to be a big rock star. Taylor gave me this thing, man. It's got it to order, and I really dig it, but like, it got all bent and bowed, and my neck, the strings were like way off the fretboard and everything like that. And then I was in a guitar shop, and this guy comes walking in. He goes, "You mind if I look inside your guitar?" And there's like all these people milling around, and he gets a flashlight out, and yep, that's what I thought. I made this guitar 20 years ago. She says, "Send it to me, and I'll fix it up." And he fixed it up, and it's like easier to play than it ever was. So.
And that's your instrument on this new album, Highway 62. You play all the songs. Tell me about this record, because I think the last record that I had from you was kind of odds and ends and previously unreleased outtakes and stuff.
Yeah.
This is a shiny, brand new record with a great band.
Yeah. You know, I wrote a batch of songs over, you know, it was like a 5-year period, and like there's a lot of different jive going on. Like, you know, it's hard to navigate the way the record business goes these days for me and for other people. So, you know, so I was kind of just hanging out writing songs and waiting until I really had something to say before I was going to really try to run through that whole gauntlet. And so so it worked on it for a while. But then I was up playing this place down in off the side of the desert in L.A. called Claremont Folk Music Center. And Ben Harper comes in there, and I met him at that place. I think his family ran that place for a long time when he was growing up, and his mother's still involved with it. But he said, "Call me up, you know, if you're playing up in L.A. So I was coming up to make the record, and I called him up. And he just jumped in, man, very enthusiastic, and played slide guitar on the whole record. And he was there for all the sessions. And he's playing lead guitar on the record. DJ Bonebreak, my pal from X, you know, I've made records with him before, but he's playing drums on this one. And then some guys from this band I produced called Dead Rock West, David Carpenter and Cindy Wasserman are on the thing. So, yeah, man, so we put together a team of people. We did it. We cut it a while back. You know, there's like the way things are when you're navigating the so-called record business. It was like, I think we did it early in the year, you know. And, you know, it finally just came out on Omnivore Records, so that's cool.
The album's called Highway 62 from our guest Peter Case, who's at the Cactus Cafe tonight. You make your home in California still?
Yeah, you know, I moved up to San Francisco, though. I moved back there. You know, because when I first came out from where I grew up, I went out to San Francisco when I was a teenager, and I played out there as a street musician and then joined the Nerves, you know. And that was sort of my, you know, one of my favorite places, but I missed it. So we went back up there 3-4 years ago, man. And I've been digging it, even though the city's really changing. In fact, this next song I'm going to sing in a minute is kind of about some of that. But
well, you found a place to live. That's good.
Yeah.
That's got to be a challenge.
That's what we always say.
Your son used to live here in Austin. Does he still?
No, man. He's up in New York City.
Wow.
I just saw him on this tour. I was just up there with him. He's got his like own thing going on up there. He's got like a business, you know, company going.
You've always been connected with Texas, though. I mean, so many Texas songwriters have done your songs. Hayes Carl, Sam Baker, Joe Ely, Todd Snyder, James McMurtry, Gerf. There's a Texas connection for you. And then Eddie Munoz, who used to be in the band you were in.
Well, there was that Plimsoll's connection with Texas, too. Yeah, you know. The first time I came down to Texas was with the Nerves, man, in 77. We came down here and played with the Ramones. We were opening shows for the Ramones. We played at Randy's Rodeo and a couple other gigs, you know. And It was. I always loved Texas, you know. But then we came here with Eddie, and it was practically like they had banners across the street, you know, walking them home when we came in the highway. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know.
Well, for greater insight into Peter's world, and he talked about navigating the music industry in these days, but just navigating it over the decades, there's a really cool book that Peter wrote called As Far As You Can Get Without a Passport, and I would recommend that to anybody. You were here not too long ago, right, May, for Kerrville?
Yeah, I was. I was here twice, man, once in May, and we got hit by that big rainstorm that hit everybody so hard in May, and so it was like a river going right through the middle of Kerrville, right through the middle of the stage, you know. I was supposed to play there with Emmylou Harris, and it didn't work out. So they had me back, you know, and so I was back. So this is actually my third trip to Texas in since May.
It's always a pleasure. Peter Case is at the Cactus Cafe tonight. Jamie Harris opens the show. Peter's new album is Highway 62, and you were kind of telling me about this song you're about to play.
All right, yeah. Well, it just kind of incorporates a lot of things. I let the song speak for itself, you know. But it's called Water from a Stone. From Ariaga, Chiapas, the train called the Beast. Trusting our lives to the ones from the east. The coyote dropped us in on the same day. The border guards caught us and they locked us away. We need water, water from a storm, living water. A six-year-old child is facing the judge. She can't have a lawyer, the mayor won't budge. They want to deport her, parents have died. They'll send her back now, it'll be homicide. She needs water, water from a storm, living water, water from a storm. Streets paved with diamonds and gold. You hold your head high, but the future's been sold. The temperature's rising way up in the sky. This is Indian land, only yours by a lie. Back in the mission, the mural shines bright. But the artist made it, were convicted last night. And the landlord's raving, it don't make sense. He's running out the tenants and he's raising the rents. They need water, water from a storm. He needs water, water from a storm. The wretched refuse of your demon shore. On the Liberty statue, the words are so clear. Have they been erased now? The future is here. So you're making six figures, but you owe that on school. Your fiance's teaching, so everything's cool. But you can't help to see him on your way out to eat. In another world, at the end of your street, you need water. Water from a storm. You need water. Water from a storm. Manufacturing sorrow and exporting doom. Tomorrow the cancer arrives in your room. The rent you collected will stay in its box. You'll have more to do than just changing the locks. You need water, water from a storm, living water, water from a storm. You need water, water from a storm, living water, water from a storm.
Yeah, Peter Case live on KUTX, Water from Stone from the new album Highway 62. Kind of funny, we're talking about Kerrville and the flood, and then we played that song.
Yeah, you know, it might have had some influence on it or something.
It's either feast or famine, Water from a Stone. Great song, Peter Case, tonight at the Cactus Cafe. I was listening to that song, it reminded me, Ramblin' Jack played the Cactus a few nights ago.
I know, I saw that he was playing that.
So
I love Ramblin' Jack.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he an influence, is he a peer? Both, probably.
Was he an influence, man? When I was in the Plimsolls, actually, I used to go see Ramblin' Jack Elliott every time I had a chance, man. I would duck out and, like if he was in the town or was, like, playing. He played a lot of gigs in L.A. there for a while, and I would always go see him play for big crowds, little gigs, playing with different people. So he was a big kick, man.
Well, you're another link in that chain, and may the chain go on forever. Always good to see you, Peter.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for having me in, man.
Peter Case, new album, Highway 62, tonight at the Cactus Cafe. Cliff Hargrove, our engineer today, on KUTX 98.9.